Választani, ha Saranam Pitru Nisanga. Szóval Sziya Vasatása.
As we see Srila Prabhupada as the father Acharya, whose teachings and words are so important for us. And but then we have our own spiritual masters, and Srila Prabhupada's disciples for us second generation devotees. And we accept the spiritual master thinking that he's a representative of the parampara and that he's also passing on perfection of knowledge. And I've never heard you ever say anything about what Srila Prabhupada said, that it was just an opinion or something that maybe he didn't mean it that way. But I do see when we see Prabhupada's disciples, spiritual masters speak, sometimes I hear their God brothers saying about each other that just because he said that, it may not have been the absolute truth. So how are we disciples supposed to think of these devotees who we also don't want to see they have faults or that they're saying something about philosophy that is not fully accurate? Or I don't know if this makes sense.
Well, it's the difference between disciples and God brothers is a disciple will see Guru as being absolute, and God brother will not. How he expresses that is another thing. And Prabhupada was also critical of his godbrothers. And then sometimes he even made comments on their spiritual standing, saying that such and such person is not actually a liberated soul. The unity and diversity that one person, Krishna manifests one way to one person he manifests his to one person he manifests in a person as a guru, to another one he manifests as a friend. And that's all right. The thing is, of course, is that God brothers have to be careful how they actually voice their opinion, unless they really think it's necessary. I mean, there's this conversation between Prabhupada and Sridhar Maharaj. And they're talking about Bhan Maharaj. And Sridhar Maharaj is telling Prabhupada that one of Bhan Maharaj's disciples came to him and said, "How can I serve my spiritual master best?" And Sridhar Maharaj says, "I told him to put him in front of a plow and plow the fields of Vrindavan with him." And Prabhupada just laughed. So, particularly about him and others who was known for having committed offense to Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, then devotees were critical. But at the same time, Prabhupada told us that we shouldn't criticize his godmothers. Even though Prabhupada did often in order to protect us from what he saw was either the unconsidered dealings or sometimes the opportunistic dealings.
So it depends on the faith of the devotee, how he sees another Vaishnav and how Krishna is manifesting through that Vaishnav. Because I'm just thinking there is an absolute perspective also, whether what the guru says is correct or not correct. So the disciple has faith that the guru is representing God, but still what's being said is not correct according to the God brothers, because it's not correct then.
Well, it depends what it is that he's saying. He may be saying a point of philosophy, or maybe just some practical thing. And then, of course, even though disciple will see spiritual masters being absolute, and that's how he's meant to deal with it, but as we were saying yesterday in class, gurus are not necessarily all on the same spiritual platform. Some may be more advanced, some may be prone to making mistakes. Others may not be actually necessarily even learned in the philosophy. If they're Kanishtha Adhikaris or Madhyama Adhikaris. And disciples still Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, but he may not necessarily be getting the right information.
Is it ever wrong to have absolute faith in the spiritual master?
If a disciple questions, then he also has the, with absolute faith, he also has the right to question the spiritual master. Well, you said this, but either someone else says that, or mm-hmm. I've read this, and how is that to be understood, and so on. Just because someone is quote-unquote a guru doesn't make everything he says correct. If everything he says that is correct, then he's a guru. And so even if it's done according to proper sadhachar, even conduct, a spiritual mad disciple can even sort of question the conduct of the guru, provided that he does it in the proper way, in the way that disciples will approach a spiritual master, which may be different than how others approach him.
Just that mood seems to be so different from how I see, like, you relating to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj, having that.
Well, it is, but it's there's also a reason, and is that Prabhupada is Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is like I say, he's an eternally liberated soul. Let's certainly say that he's a liberated soul, and the devotees will see that, all right, but we see Prabhupada's, and Prabhupada never fell down, whereas we see Prabhupada's followers falling down. So just, it would be naive to just say that therefore they should be put in the same category or dealt with in the same way.
Because some followers are falling down, it doesn't mean no one can be put in a category of it.
No, but it does mean that there are different ways of dealing. And that there are different grades of Vaishnavas. And that's why disciples need to be educated so that they can also recognize what the advancement of a Vaishnava. And that's all the more important when when you see that devotees are falling down, you say, all right, well, I don't want to be in that situation. That wasn't our consideration with Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada led a whole life of pure devotional service. But if devotees see that that's actually taking place, then that's what we have. Or at least it's part of this guru course, that disciple training, is that devotees also have to really examine and be careful that I should at least take the opportunity to try to recognize the stature of a spiritual master and. Accept a devotee who I really have faith in on the basis of his level of devotional service, not just because I want to have that faith, not just because I want to believe in somebody, but because they've actually really generated faith by their knowledge, by their faith, by their service and surrender, their track record. But once you surrender, then shakshadaritvinasamastashastra, and you offer the same respect as you offer to Krishna.
As we were discussing earlier, this point of if what the spiritual master, when the words that he says at certain times may evolve as he evolves in his understanding of Shastra, how to see both as absolute. Words that were spoken, and there's a time period between what was said.
Well, sometimes he evolves, sometimes the hearers evolve in what they can understand. Evolving in Shastra is one thing, evolving in practical things. Prabhupada tried different things. Something didn't work, he tried something else. So, but Prabhupada's evolution of philosophy didn't change, although Prabhupada said different things about the same thing. Thank you.